Through the gates of hell, no fear can stop us now. Souls and lives bound, pray tell, are they alive still? Satan, your time is near. We march to end your reign. We'll save the souls from you. We declare war on you. Lift your hands high. Now is the time. We're branded by truth. We're born for the
Good evening, folks. This is Pastor John Kyle with you here tonight on a live broadcast here. And we are going to worship the Lord and glorify his name tonight and do some deliverance as well in a little bit after the message that I have to share with you. So, hey, good to have you. And we're going to open up with some news today. And we will share that with you, some things that are going on in this old wicked world as we wait for the return of Jesus, which won't be long. Thank you, Lord. We know we're living in the latter days. Praise God. So, all right, let's have a little bit of news here as we start out the broadcast today and the live time that we have here together with you. The Chosen halts filming of season 4 due to actors striking. So the actors are striking on The Chosen. They must want more money or they want something changed. And so The Chosen of season 4 is quite frustrating for people that are working there. That anyway, yeah, well, you know, the attacks of the enemy in every vein of life. Montana State Library withdraws and disassociates from American Library Association over new Marxist lesbian president of the American Library Association. She's also a supporter of critical race theory. Ms. Dobrinsky also supports other far left leaning ideologies that have no place in our schools and libraries, says Elsie Arnson, president of Montana State Library Commission. So they're not going to put up with it. They've withdrawn. And, of course, this lesbian woman is throwing a fit and saying, well, that's not the Montana people I know that wouldn't do that. And, yeah, they got to say their stuff, right, that we know that more and more people are standing up for, you know, well, in protest of all this garbage that's going on. Like the movie guide founded by Ted Brewer, Brewer, however you pronounce his name, I think it's Bear, but, and his wife Lily posted a warning on Monday to parents asserting that the PG-13 movie Barbie film includes adult content, LGBTQ themes, and that parents would not want their children to see this stuff. And Barbie is not a children-friendly movie, okay? But people think it is. They see the little dolls and they think, well, this must be okay, but it's not. It pushes lesbians, gay, bisexual, and transgender character stories in the movie. So even Ted Bear, which to me is quite liberal, but anyway, he claims to be a Christian, so at least he's speaking up against this movie. All right, a couple in Alabama got much more than they expected when they had when the pregnant woman had her children, she welcomed four children into the world, and it was two sets of identical twins. Isn't that amazing? And the couple believes it was the Lord that gave them this unusual double set of twins. And that is unusual. That doesn't happen too often, but that does happen. And it happened to them, and they're just thrilled about it. Couple in Alabama, couple of Christians who had the four children, the two sets of twins. Kansas Judge Teresa Watson, she rules that driver's license must show the actual sex of the person, not a gender identity. So, well, good for her, yeah, that she judged the way it is, right? Because God only created two. He created all this other baloney that's going on. Is there a backfire on liberal Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Which, you know, of course, I don't eat it because I'm not going to eat some and support them, but... And plus, I don't eat the sugar. Their ice cream is loaded with sugar. But anyway, they said on the 4th of July, we need to give all the land back to the Native Americans that we stole it from them, and we need to give it back to them or pay them, you know, which in history they were paid, from what I understand, at the time. But anyway, a tribe of Native Americans demand the land back from Ben and Jerry's, which their headquarters is built on. That's right. The Nuligan band of Kusuk Abenaki Nation wants the land their ancestors owned where Ben and Jerry's headquarters are in Vermont. And, of course, no comment so far on that from Ben and Jerry's. Yeah, they're not commenting on that. They didn't plan on giving up their land. They didn't plan on paying, you know, from themselves, right? That wasn't part of their little woke thing that they're doing. You know, the foolishness that they're doing. Anyway, China crafts weapons to alter brain function. Okay, so what is this? So the technology is meant to influence government leaders. They can control government leaders by this new technology that they have supposedly invented. And the weapons can be used to directly attack or to condition brains using microwave and other directed energy weapons in handheld guns or laser weapons firing electromagnetic beams, mind-altering mind control. That's right. That's what this is. And it wants to get in your mind for whoever they want to use it against, right? So... anyway, cover your mind with the blood of Jesus. That's definitely, and then believe that it's going to be protected. Yeah, amen. So we see multiple tornadoes on Wednesday the 12th in Chicago area, disrupting air travel and even causing the airport control towers to be evacuated for a time period. And yet we see all this record heat around the country. I think it was 115 today and Phoenix, and they've had 10 days with over 110 or more, and it looked like the next 7 days are going to be over 110. I mean, wow, having some hot days, and we had bitter winter, and now having hot days in the summer. What is this? It's not global warming because of the super cold and rough winter that we just had, so certainly not that lie. And so we're just seeing the last day's weather worldwide, and we just had a volcano go off in, what was it, is it Iceland or Greenland? I think it's Iceland. And, yeah, and they've been having warnings of that for days now, but finally it went off, and they've been having some earthquakes too, from what I understand. But anyway, yeah, a lot of strange weather. It's hot, hotter than usual now, and wow. Biden orders 3,000 reservists to be ready for the European deployment. So he's going to send them into Europe. What for? Los Angeles unhoused or homeless population reached 75,000 that they've been able to figure out anyway. So they have a real problem with homelessness there. And it's a serious situation. Miracle Tooth regrowing drug has been discovered and to begin human trials next year. A drug designed to regrow teeth, if proven to work, offers help for millions of denture wearers. They could begin to take this drug and their teeth will grow back, supposedly. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what the side effects are going to be for that one. Surgeon reattached decapitated boy's head in extremely rare surgery in Israel after he was hit by a car. 12-year-old boy hit by a car and his head was decapitated. He was airlifted. In other words, it was internally decapitated. And so he was airlifted to Jerusalem Hospital, and he's a Palestinian from the West Bank. And supposedly it was successful, and he is, he's able to walk. And so what a blessing for him that happened for him. Death Valley is forecast to record record temperature this Sunday, the hottest temperature on Earth. Is going to be 131 degrees there is what the forecast is, if it's accurate. And it will break all records on Earth, because they had a record of supposedly 134, but that was proven to be false. So, man, a lot of tourists are winding up to go because they want to experience the heat, the extreme heat. Well, you know, I've been in some extreme heat before, and humidity, and wow, it's not any great thing to go experience, I don't think, but whatever, you know, that's what they want to do. That's their business. All right, praise the Lord. That's all the news I'm going to share today, even though there was especially a lot of things that I could share this week, a lot of things happening. But I thank you, Jesus, that we're in the hands of the Lord, and the good news is he's got us in his hand. And he's taking care of us, and he's going to see us through the times that we live in today. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get into the broadcast. And we did send out newsletters by internet, you know, everybody who I have their address, but some of them came back. I think I'll have to send out a few more again because they didn't go through for some reason, but I'll have to get that done sometime this next week. But we did send them out, so you should have that if you are on the list. If you want to get on the list and you're not receiving the email, newsletter by email, just send me an email to theoasis1@localnet.com, theoasis1@localnet.com, and let me know, and we'll put you on the list. All right. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you here. Lord bless you. We're in for a powerful word tonight. And the Lord, good. I'm glad to see you got yours. I believe it's a good word for us tonight, and I believe it's going to encourage you and cause you to move ahead in Jesus, and some things that are good to be said that need to be spoken by the power of the Spirit. So we're just going to pray now, and I want to lift up a couple of people in prayer here also tonight as we pray for them and their health and their bodies. And we're going to do that as we pray also. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for being here right now and blessing this time that we have together this evening. Praise God. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you so much for your salvation. And so I want to pray tonight for, first of all, a brother who's having a problem with the colon, and or may have some problem. They're going to check him out further and has concern about that. And so we just rebuke any colon problems there in Jesus' name and pray that by the stripes of Jesus, his colon is healed, his bowels, his intestinal tract, all of that is healed, and that you will take care of this man, Father, and heal him in Jesus' name. And I would just ask that believers would come in agreement with me for this brother, and for his healing and health in his colon. And in Jesus' name, he's already been in the hospital for this once, Lord. I just thank you for turning things around for him and healing his body. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for health and healing, Lord, and this brother. And Father, pray for a sister having problems with her colon too, and that you would heal her as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Pray for her and her health and her bowels, her colon, and that she'll be completely recovered from that. I pray for another sister who lost her job. They laid her off or terminated, and after a number of many years there at that company, who's gone woke, and just pray that the Lord would show her what she's to do now, Father, and that he would lead her and guide her and direct her into his plan for her life and her future. She's certainly not ready to not do anything. And so, Lord, give her your plan, Father, and let her walk in whatever it is you have for her to be doing, Lord, in life. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for guiding her. In Jesus' name, we cover all these folks with the blood of Jesus, Father. We pray for other sick people, Lord, that I'm not remembering right now. But, Father, I pray for them also, Lord, that you would touch them, heal them, minister to them, Father, in their body, their physical body. In Jesus' name, by your stripes, they are healed. You bore their sins, sicknesses, and diseases on your body, Lord. So thank you for healing them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing every listener to the broadcast tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to each and every one of them. And, Lord, we pray things will, Lord, go the way you want them to go in their lives, Father, that they would be yielded to your plan, your will, your direction for each and every one of them that listen and that's a part of this ministry and broadcast, Lord. And bless the supporters, too, Lord, that pray for us and support financially, Lord. I ask you to bless each and every one of them as well, too, those who pray and those who support financially, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and minister to them and encourage them, Lord, and let the blessing come upon them in Jesus' name, Lord, for their sowing into this ministry, Father. And we appreciate that, Lord, and appreciate them. And Lord, we also ask that you would minister by the power of your Spirit tonight, Father, that you'd have your way. And you'd speak to people's lives, Father, and draw them closer to you and transform them, make them everything you want them to be by the power of your Spirit, Lord, working in them. Lord, we thank you that you're working in each of us, and we thank you for the blood that has cleansed us from all sin, Lord. And we give no place to the devil tonight, and we cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And thank you for, Lord, your presence, Lord, your presence through this broadcast, Lord. We thank you for that, and we need that. And so we cry out for that right now, and we receive it in Jesus' name for your glory, Father. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We appreciate you and that your love is so true for us and so faithful. And we give you all the glory, Lord, for everything you're doing in each of our lives. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. All right, are you ready? Amen, amen. Say thank you, Jesus, for blessing me today. Yeah, just receive that blessing right now. And so we're ready to get into this word for tonight. If you're ready to receive it. All right. So what is the title here? Obtaining a Fruitful Life is the title, right? So if you're ready, we're going to have a fruitful life. If we walk in these things that I'm going to share with you here tonight, I believe they will help you live a fruitful life and be victorious in so many areas that we all need to be victorious in. Okay, and I welcome you that are listening by any means that you're listening, those in the chat room, those by phone, those by internet, listen, and those who call, of course, and listen by right, phone. I said that. Okay. All right, so here we go. I mean, know that today is a day of war. It's not a day of peace. It's a time of war on earth, and it's going to be till Jesus comes. And I'm not talking about necessarily a war that you could see the opponents because, you know, all the time you don't see demons, you don't see fallen angels and whatever other beings that fell. You don't see them. But we know what's going on because you certainly feel and you're affected by what's going on. And it's a spiritual conflict. And it's going to be going on until Jesus comes, and it's a spiritual conflict of major proportions. Large, even throughout all the earth, and every person on the face of the earth is involved in it, whether they're aware of it or not. And people who know not Jesus are under the control of evil spirits, and people who know the Lord can also be under the control of evil spirits and not know it. Then there are some who are under the control or get controlled at times by evil spirits and do know what's going on. But we need to awaken out of this stupor of darkness and become spiritually alive and discerning of what's going on. Okay, we need to know the tricks and the subtleties of our enemy and resist him taking any control over us. Okay, we don't want his control. We want the Holy Spirit's control in our lives. We don't want the demons' control. We don't want to be controlled by a bunch of devils. Let's start over at Luke 6 as we start reading some verses here that are going to help us tonight. 6, and we'll look at verse 18 of chapter 6. It says here, if you're there and you're looking them up, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Okay? Well, notice unclean spirits and sickness were going together here. Vexed with unclean spirits and they were healed. Okay, so see how these spirits, unclean spirits. Notice, a lot of times unclean spirits are sexual spirits too. And so we also see how spirits are vexing and troubling people with sickness. And those with unclean spirits were healed. So there's often unclean spirits behind sicknesses, and often there are sexual spirits also, because they are often called unclean spirits as well. They're all unclean spirits, but in particular, sexually unclean spirits that affect the person and can keep them sick in their body. So deliverance and healing go together in many, many cases. And we've seen that to be true in ministry as well. Luke 8:2, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. Okay, so here we see that healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Again, spirits and infirmities together. People are sick and there are devils behind their infirmities of their bodies, okay? And so people might not get well until the evil spirits are dealt with as well. Even the unclean spirits are cast out. So we need to understand that these two, you know, don't always come out with just a prayer for healing. They need to be deliverance and healing. These two go together. Many times they have to go together to be successful. And so many Christians are not healed because they haven't gone together, deliverance and healing together. Okay, they have to take place together. It's definitely a joint affair in many people's lives who are sick and have demons keeping the sickness in place. Luke 11:14. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered, they were amazed. Okay, so dumb, a person who could not talk. And when the spirit was cast out, he was healed or free of his dumbness and could speak again. So we see that the enemy had made him sick in his voice box and he could not speak. His tongue, a devil was in his tongue and was stopping him from talking. He couldn't talk. He was dumb. And some people are deaf and dumb. The demons have the tongue and the ears where they can't hear. See, these are spirits behind these sicknesses, these infirmities of the body, see. And people need to realize what they're dealing with. They're not just dealing with a sickness in their body. They're dealing with a spirit and a sickness. A spirit that is causing the sickness in the first place. See, that didn't come from God. You got to know that, right? You do know that sickness is not sent from God upon people. Now, he came to heal sickness and disease and get rid of the devil. So he didn't come to make people sick. He wasn't laying hands on people, making them sick. He was laying hands on people, making them well. Okay, so remember that. We're in a great war, okay? And in this great war, we're going to have to bring deliverance and spiritual conflict upon the enemy. Okay, we're going to have to bring it upon the enemy. Look at Luke 11, verse 20. It said, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Okay, so what is deliverance doing is bringing the manifestation of the kingdom of God upon people. See, when deliverance takes place, the kingdom of God has come upon us. We are actually living in a manifestation of the kingdom of God, see? And this is what we must have to overcome in this time that we live in. For the Bible says that these are perilous times. These last days that we're living in are perilous times. They're not just like all other times. They are perilous times. And yet God wants each of us to be fruitful in spite of this great conflict and the demons and everyone that we meet. Everyone has demons. Everybody has demons. Okay? And so we can still live a fruitful life, even if we have demons that haven't come out yet. And I want to talk about that fruitful life, because God wants us to have a fruitful life in this time. You know, God's will is that you produce fruit even in perilous times. In all good things that you do, right? God has spoken that you shall be fruitful. And what is a good thing? A good thing is a God thing, because there's none good but God. So whatever good things we do, or God things we could say that we do, and that is his plan, that we should be fruitful. And let's go to Colossians now, chapter 1. I'm going to use a lot of word tonight on you. A lot of scriptures, and well, it'll bless you. Scriptures is alive and living. If you have the Holy Spirit, it can be quickened to you. The life of those scriptures will be quickened to you by the Holy Spirit. So Colossians 1, where I'm going to start, verse 10 here. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So it sees you. He called us, each of us, okay? And you listening, to be fruitful. That word fruitful is karpos, which is produced by the inherent energy of the living organism within us. And that is the good. That's the production of God in us. The God is producing good in us if we are letting his fruit come forth through our lives. See? And the Bible says to depart from the unfruitful work of darkness. See, the devil is fruitless. He has a fruit, but his fruit is rotten. Okay? And we are to be the opposite of fruitless, and that is to be fruitful. And we are to depart from the unfruitful works of darkness. We don't need to hold on to that. We need to depart from it. So the verse 11 of chapter 5 of Ephesians, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We don't want a fellowship with darkness, okay? And we don't sit at the table of the Lord or the table of devils. We shouldn't be anyway, okay? Shouldn't be sitting at the table of the Lord, table of devil. So, fruitful speaks of abundance as well, abundant production. You know, God doesn't bring a skimpy production. He'll bring abundance of production, okay? And God has brought us into a fruitful land, the Bible says. And so here are some important steps to walking in your fruitfulness that God has brought you into. If you want to do that, here's some important steps to you walking that way. Let's go back to Colossians 1. Look at verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding here. Okay? So here we see, in all wisdom. So number one would be filled with knowledge of his will. And all wisdom and understanding and knowledge of, okay, so in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So if you don't have the knowledge of his will, you also won't be that fruitful, in other words. See? And that's what he's telling us, that we are to be filled with the knowledge, okay? Are you getting filled? Well, you should be getting filled tonight, see? That you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He wants to give you spiritual understanding. He wants to give you wisdom. These are important parts of your Christian walk, see? And he wants you to have those things. And so step one is be filled with the knowledge of his will. And verse 11 is step number two. Look at what verse 11 says. Strengthened with all might. See, he wants you to be strengthened with all might. He didn't say a little bit of might. He said all might. Strengthened with all might. This is what needs to take place for you to be fruitful. Be strengthened with all might. Let him strengthen you. We can't expect to be fruitful until we strengthen ourselves in the Lord's might and power. It's like a water. It's like the water and the fertilizer needed to produce a fruitful crop. Strengthened with all might, the Lord's might, power in the strong in the Lord and the power of his might, the Bible says. See, we're to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen? Amen. And so that's an important part of being fruitful and living the fruitful life. And so number three is verse 11 also is in verse 11. Let's continue reading. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, this is interesting because it says patience and long-suffering. Uh-oh, we just about lost about half or more Christians on that one, right? We know so why so few of us are fruitful, because they don't like patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Hey, that's kind of missing in a lot of believers today. I mean, really, to enter into that land of fruitfulness and abundance that God has for each one of us, we're going to have to learn patience and long-suffering with joyfulness along with them. And we're missing these, folks. A lot of Christians don't have any of that. We look at them with a long face, and there's no joy inside. There's no joy manifesting, okay? And they're not patient. They want it now. They're part of the microwave society club, you know? And instant food, instant satisfaction, instant everything, you know? And if God doesn't show up instantly, they get disappointed in God. And You need to have the knowledge of his will, but you also need to have patience and long-suffering. Okay? So you might ask yourself, am I in the right job, in the right place? Is it your will, Lord? A lot of people do ask that question, and they, or at least they wonder it in their mind. They may not think to ask the Lord that, but you should, because he'll tell you and direct your path. So is that your will, Lord? You must have the knowledge of his will. So if so, are you strengthened with all might? If not, you're going to feel overwhelmed by the problems and the difficulties you face, because everybody faces problems and difficulties in this life. But the good news is that we can overcome the problems and the difficulty through Jesus Christ and the power and the might of God that he gives us, strengthened with his might to overcome. See? A lot of people are overwhelmed and overcome by their problem and the difficulty of life, and we see them just beat down by them, troubled by them, and it's just too much for them to take. But see, if you have the Lord's might, you can overcome these difficulties. You can overcome these things. You can get through these things. And then you ask, are you walking in patience and long-suffering with joy? I mean, if you could say yes to all three of these, then you're just about ready to be fully fruitful. Okay? Just about ready to be fully fruitful, but there's one more I want to give you here in just a minute. Patience and long-suffering tells us that our fruitfulness may take some time until it manifests, right? Because of patience. When you think of patience, you think of waiting. There may be a time of waiting before you fully manifest your fruitfulness. And yet, if you know the will of God and are strengthened through his might, then you're going to make it till that time. I tell you, you're going to make it. So there's one more to the finishing touch here to be fruitful, and that is verse 12 here in Colossians 1. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So, who has also delivered us from the power of darkness and then translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So look here, giving thanks. Are you a thankful, praising person to the Lord? You know, this country, we have so much, but we're so unthankful. Instead of thanking What do? We grumble, we gripe, we murmur, we complain. We're a grumbling nation. And these are unfruitful things of darkness, which we're supposed to be free from these unfruitful things of darkness. But that's what's happening when we grumble, gripe, complain, and murmur. They're unfruitful things. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 10 here. If you're looking them up, if not, I'll be reading it to you. 1 Corinthians 10:1, and we look at the children of Israel, what they did was what we do in America today. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Verse 5. And with many of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our example to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, like they were lusting after evil things, as they also lusted. And now we'll go to verse 10 and 12, 11 and 12 here, and read that too. Neither murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer, the devil, right? Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We're living in the ends of the world, which means the Satan's world. This world will not end. This physical land is not going to end, but it'll be recreated. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Okay, so listen, there are people that need to quit murmuring and grumbling, because it's going to cause you to fall. You're thinking you're standing and you're falling because of this. See, Israel is so much like America. They were unthankful for the quail, the manna, the fire by night, the cloud by day, their shoes that wear out. You know, God's very visible presence was with them day and night, yet they still grumbled and griped and murmured and complained. They should have been the most joyful, thankful people on the face of the earth, but instead, we see they were murmurs, fornicators, never satisfied. They wanted more all the time, and I tell you, Americans are blessed. We're blessed, and we should be the most thankful people on earth too, but we're not. So something's wrong here. Right? According to this here, we see that why are we not rejoicing in the Lord always? And again, I say rejoice, the Bible says. Why are we not thankful people? Why are we not grateful and worshiping people? Why do we not have the high praises of God and a two-edged sword in our hand? We're not fruitful if we're like that. We're not being fruitful to the degree that we can be fruitful. So if you're not fruitful, number one, you must be out of the will of God, or you not know what it is. Or you're just going through a time of maybe of abasement. But so what do I do? Well, you seek God till you have his will. Or perhaps you know his will, but you're in rebellion to the will of God and running from him. Maybe you're doing a Jonah. What did Jonah do? Jonah ran from the will of God. He did not want to do the will of God. He did not want to do what he was told to do. And there are people today that don't want to do what they're told to do as well. Or they're afraid they're going to be told something they don't want to do. But over in Jonah chapter 1, 1 and 2, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." See, what did he do, though? But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He tried to run from what God wanted. Christians do that, you know. So I see that many, many Christians today, in fact, are Jonahs fleeing from the will of God. But look out, because God has chosen you. He might send a wind. Verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that your ship was likely to be broken. The wind is the Holy Spirit, and he's going to continue to deal with you to fulfill the will of God for your life, even though you might be in rebellion against it and not want to fulfill the will of God for your life. Might not want to go in that direction. Okay? Secondly, you've not been strengthened with God's might. Maybe you've been in rebellion, but maybe also you've not been strengthened with the Lord's might. So that is why you're not being fruitful today. You've not let yourself go and get strengthened with the Lord's might. I mean, no, we can't do it without him. Okay, we can't be fruitful without God because we don't have that kind of fruit. It's only the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we have that can really mean anything. Okay? The fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of our flesh. It's certainly no good thing dwelling in there. So 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 tells us, and David was greatly distressed that the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved for every man, for his sons, for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. They've got to go to the Lord. And unless we encourage ourselves in God, we're going to give up ever even bearing fruit and become hopeless. But see, David was at that place where he could have given up, but he didn't give up, see? And you know, I've been there, been a place where, you know, tempted to give up, but I didn't give up, see? Tempted to quit, but I didn't quit, see? But David was at that place, and yet he knew the will of God, that he would be king someday, but always between knowing the will of God and it coming to pass. I mean, no, there's a time of extreme trial. He was in extreme trial. King Saul was out to kill him, and he was a fugitive from King Saul and his military that supported King Saul. And so he was running around with his band of soldiers that he had, and all of the children and the women had been taken. And here he is. What in the world am I going to do now? But he is encouraging. He was getting strength from the Lord. And maybe you're at a place in your life where you're saying, what in the world am I going to do now? Maybe you're at that place. Well, that's a good place to go to the Lord. You need to be going to the Lord. You need to get in his presence and just encourage yourself in his presence and let him minister to you. Okay? This was a trouble sent from Satan, a setback. And this is where you could either give up and say, oh, well, I guess nothing will ever change, or I miss God, or you could believe and you could be strengthened with his might. His might is ready to strengthen you. His might is ready to help you. But you've got to let that take place. You've got to let that take place, folks. You've got to let it take place. You've got to draw into his presence. You've got to go there. Like David, while they were talking about killing him because they were so grieved, David just began to go to the Lord. And things may be looking difficult for you, but you need to go to the Lord, folks. You need to go to the Lord. When the things are looking difficult, why do you not go to the Lord? Why do you just moan and groan about how bad they are and grumble and gripe and be miserable instead of just going to the Lord and being strengthened with his might like we've been talking about? Psalm 27:13. It says, I had fainted. This is what David said. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David would have given up. He would have quit unless he believed to see God's goodness, see? He was going to be strengthened, see? He was determined to get God's goodness. He was determined to see the goodness of God. He believed God. And I've been before in ministry, too. I've been here before in ministry. How difficult it is in this place that I was at that time. That was way back there. It was the town I was pastoring in many years ago, not Montana. And it was overwhelming. And I was having to live in poverty like I hadn't since I began in ministry in the very earliest days. So what did I do? Well, you know what I did? I didn't give up. I believed, and God strengthened me by his might. And Jesus would do the same for you. That's right. He'll do the same for you. I was ready to walk away from a city that I was pastoring in because it was so rough. But God strengthened me, and I continued on and finished my course there in that town and then moved on. But not till I did what I was called to do, see? I could have given up. You know, a lot of pastors do. I understand that, you know, there's a lot of pastors who are quitting today. Some like 1,200 a month. I don't know. And I don't think they're being replaced at that level either. So that's not a good thing. It's too much for them for various reasons. not just financial, there's trouble in the church, trouble with the people, trouble in their own lives. They weren't called to be a pastor. You got to know you're called if you're going to be a pastor, that's for sure. And I know that I was called. I knew that I was called. There's some people, grandma called them or Uncle Joe called them or some, they got emotions called them, right? They got all emotional and thought, well, this must be God. And it wasn't. But anyway, got to know it. And so verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So listen, if you're going through that awful time, wait on the Lord. Have patience and long-suffering and wait on the Lord. That's important. Thirdly, have patience and long-suffering. Wait on God. Folks, wait in faith, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. If you faint not, there's conditions. You know, don't faint. The devil wants you to faint. The devil puts pressure on you to faint, to quit, to give up. See? Right there is a time where we, you know, we've just have done all we know to do and it still hasn't manifested. What do we do? You wait. You wait on the Lord. You don't give up. You don't quit. You don't, just because it's going so rough, just because things aren't working out, you don't quit. You don't say, well, I'm just going to go back to the world, go back to Egypt. Well, that's what Israel wanted to do when it going with tough. They wanted to go back to Egypt. But that's not our forte. That's not what God has planned for us. Just wait. Have patience. Exercise that long-suffering. Exercise that patience. And you're going to soon bring forth fruit again and be fruitful. And this is a hard time, though, because, man, it seems like it's taking so long. It seems like God is nowhere to be found. It's just all just rough and difficult. And why? You know, that's why we need joyfulness. See, the joyfulness gives you the peace and knowledge that, hey, this life is short anyway. And God is with me. I have the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's strengthening me. And you realize that, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the pain, endured the difficulty. And so, yes, it's a hard time. It was a hard time for Jesus to go to the cross. But that joy is our strength, see? And so you can realize this too. You know the end of the story. I mean, if you've read Revelation and the book of Job, you know it will be good in the end. So rejoice, have joy, and be exceedingly glad. Let that exceedingly glad thing take place in you. See, through patience and long suffering, things won't be so bad because, a lot of us just not been willing to learn this though. And we've missed so much of God's blessing because of that. So you need to learn this. And number four, you need to give thanks. Have a thankful heart. Remember what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We should go over and read that, I think, because we need to not forget that, because that is part of our Christianity. That should be part of your life every day, not just once in a while. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, every situation, give thanks. Not necessarily for it, but definitely in it. See, thank him again, and keep thanking him. Praise and worshiping him. Praise and worship him. You know, if you walk these four out, you'll begin to walk very fruitful. That's right. If you walk these three out, you'll begin to walk very fruitful. Amen. So first you must be in the will of God. Okay? And these are the reasons you're not fruitful. You must be out of the will of God. Number two, you have not been strengthened with God's mind. Number three, you don't have patience and long suffering. And number four, you're not giving thanks. So these things, if we will apply them, we will be fruitful. Okay, and instead of not applying them, which a lot of Christians are in that condition today. They're just not, okay? But God wants you to see the abundance. God wants it to become a reality in your life. He wants you to come into your land of milk and honey. And, of course, it's not without resistance, folks. There will be resistance. The enemy is looking to devour you. But you got to say, no, devil. No, devil. You got to be learning to say, no, devil. Instead, just say, God, show me your will. God, strengthen me with your might. God, teach me long-suffering and patience with joy. And God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I worship you. I thank you. I praise you. See, even in the midst of the greatest conflict, there should be a praise in your mouth. And that two-edged sword always in your hand. But the high praise of God in your mouth, it should be there. Right? You need to wait, make up your mind and let there be a high praise and a thanksgiving always there, folks. A strong purpose in your heart, too, will bring you through what a lot of folks falter in and give up in. You know, we keep on praising in the midst of the great warfare. We keep on doing that. Look at the home and marriage today. It's under great attack today. We're going to have to guard our homes. We're going to have to guard our marriages. We're going to have to push for agreement with our mates. Remember what the scripture said, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. I mean, if two walk together in unity and agreement, they put 10 times greater power than one person by themselves. We multiply our power in battle by 10 if we can walk together in marriage. Or you could get an agreement with someone else, a friend, a brother, a sister in the Lord that you know and walk together with in faith and agreement. See? If a person is married, yeah, and you get together with your mate in agreement. If you're not married, you find a friend or somebody, you two can agree and fight together against your adversary, the devil, and agree in the spirit. Remember, two or three can agree as touching anything, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. Agreement is power. The place of agreement brings a place of power in your life. And so no wonder the enemy hates agreement and tries to keep married couples and Christians out of agreement with one another. In fact, there's a battle to agree with one another. There's a battle going on to bring about the agreement. There's a battle going on to where Christians don't seem to be able to join with anybody in a total agreement and believe God together and fight the enemy together. Yeah, it's a battle to stand against the evil forces and put them to flight. The enemy is targeting Christian marriages. He's targeting you and me. And we need to recognize that and not be afraid to confront this evil, okay? Amen. We do it in the power of the Lord's might, not our own might, though. Okay? So we need to stand against these evil forces together and put these things to flight. Okay? So no wonder that the enemy hates agreement and tries to keep married couples and Christians out of agreement and at odds with one another, always disagreeing. You know, it's sad. And we also have to learn to deal with those unclean spirits in this conflict within us and without us. You know, there's some in and there's some on the outside, but we're going to have to learn to deal with them. We're going to have to learn to put them in their place, which is under our feet, and cast them out too. And we're going to have to learn to resist our own stubbornness and pride and inability to allow ourselves to be taught and advised by others who see what we can't see, because we all have blind spots. That's right. Everybody has a blind spot, maybe more than one, too. I mean, and all humans are going to have to face pride at some level and conquer these spirits of pride, the pride of man, the pride of humanity. We're going to have to face this and overcome this pride thing, because it's hindering so many believers today. They have pride, or they don't know they're in pride. And that pride is a hindrance to them, because, you know, God resisted the proud, gives grace to the humble. Psalm 2 Chronicles 32:26. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. Well, we're not under the old covenant, and we're not facing the wrath of God. We're not appointed to wrath. But the point is the pride. He humbled himself. He put away his pride, repented for the pride of his heart, the pride of his mind. And we all need to come to this place from time to time, the place of humility and humbling ourselves of the pride that has risen up and is living in us. And the spirits of pride that we've embraced. You may walk humbly for a while, but pride is so sneaky and deceptive, folks. And there you go off into pride again. And you didn't even recognize it was going on, but others recognized it. I guarantee you that. Other people recognize that pride. You can't hide it. I saw it the other day in somebody just really manifesting so loudly. And yet they were totally unaware that it was manifesting. Proverbs 29:23. It says, a man's pride shall bring him low. A man's pride shall bring him low. What does that mean? That word low is shapel in the Hebrew, and it means to sink you, to put you down, to cast you down and lay you low. And that's what pride is doing to a lot of people today, and they don't even recognize what's going on, that it's because of their pride that they're being sunk. They're being put down. They're being cast down and laying them low. Have you ever noticed that when you've gotten real puffed up, you know, God has ways to take the puff out of you. He does. Now, some people may, you know, live in their arrogance, their pride, and their self-centeredness for many years. They're blinded by pride. They're covered by pride. Pride is a covering. Pride will blind a person too, see. And yet I want to give you some facts about pride. I mean, you know, this is a really a serious thing, this pride. No amount or quality of exposure or involvement in Christian living, teaching, counseling, ministry, spiritual service, and good works is effective in the one who resists a complete yielding of his will and self to God for his use. That's pretty heavy, because if pride is in the way, they can't do that. And Jesus Christ is going to have to be allowed to be the owner, the chief, the boss, the controller, whatever you want to call it, of your life, or you're continuing in your own pride and self-centered habit. If Jesus isn't on the throne, you're still on it, and he's not going to fight you for the throne, okay? He's not going to do that. He's going to let you stay on that throne, and he's going to let you see the results of you being on the throne of your life instead of him. He's going to let you see the results of pride. And then the next thing we need to see is a selfish person is centered on life benefiting him and how it benefits him or her. And they're selfish, and they think of self first, last, and always. That's just the way it is. Everything is, how is it going to benefit me? See? And next is, generally, the more easily offended and hurt a person is, the more pride-filled they are. That's a good sign of pride. Oh, you stepped on me. You don't do that. See, you can't do that. I'm the great one. You don't do that. See, people who are dead to Adam, the Adamic life, are not hurt. They're dead, right? But pride is a tenacious and destructive root in people, and it's very much alive. And in living in very many people, and it's a spirit too, of course. And when there is a spirit of pride operating there, then you're going to find yourself living in some difficulty that you didn't live in before you had that pride. You know, maybe you had it all along. See, some people were born with pride and didn't just fully mature in them until they got older. But Psalm 73:6, therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, and violence covers them as a garment. So some people are chained up by pride. Let's just face it today. You got the chain of pride on you. It's a demonic chain, and you're going to need some deliverance. It's like a chain that has bound them up. And it's a cause a person to argue, to have to be right all the time and refuse to be corrected. It won't really submit to any authority in their life. They don't want an authority in their life. They want to be the authority. Oh, yeah, God's my authority. But you're basically doing what you want to do. And putting God on it, you know, and God when it's convenient, when you're walking around that kind of pride. So let's look at this pride, because it can be a hindrance to our fruitfulness. It could be a hindrance to that. And it's a form of self-centeredness. This is a form of pride. This is an attitude. This attitude upsets unity. You know, from the sandbox to the corporate board or room to the married bed to the local church. When one is in this form of pride in a person's self, then, well, it neutralizes the release of God's power and God's might that wants to be released in your life to make you fruitful. Yeah, it does. It neutralizes it. It undermines faith and bursts the sin of unbelief. So that's not a good thing either. We don't need that unbelief around. Pride is fashioned on exalted self-misconceptions, too. As pride strengthens itself from a situation to situation, as one gives into it over and over again, soul dominance or self-dominance develops to continually, you know, assert itself to lead and have its way and be right and not submit and be in charge. And you know, it will argue to keep its position. Right? Proverbs 13:10. Give you another one here on this, because this is really something we want to deal with in our lives. We don't want pride. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh strife or contention. But with the well-advised is wisdom. We want to walk in the wisdom of God, not the pride of man, pride of Satan. We don't want that, because strife will come in your marriage. Contention will come in your marriage from pride. Many times, pride is the root cause of marriage divorces. You know, many times that's been the case. Divorces are caused by people walking in pride. Fights are caused by that. Contention and strife is caused by walking in pride. You got to be right. Your point of view, the right point of view, your husband, your wife, they're not right. They don't see it. But you got it right. They don't. And this pride brings one into contention, into strife. Can't get along, striving to be right and believe what, you know, pride tells you over God and what he tells you and other people tell you too. And pride is always a huge door for demons to enter in. And is it really, it's often the strong man in a lot of believers. Pride is the strong man. They don't even realize that pride is the strong man in their lives. You know? So often Christians just simply don't see the connection between pride and self-centeredness and how they're both part of each other, see? And we need to see that. We need to recognize that. We can't truly die to pride until we've died to self-centeredness, really, because they're one and part of each other. In so many cases, they work together in unity to bring destruction. So we have to die to this self-centeredness thing that wants to just exalt itself. And it is the exaltation of self, exaltation of self. And we need to recognize it for what it is if we're going to win in this battle that we're in today. And we certainly are in a battle. And like I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, we are in a war, and the war doesn't stop till Jesus comes. Right? And, you know, you just face it. The devil isn't going to leave until Jesus comes. He still has a right in this world to tempt people and cause trouble for people and to curse people and try to put curses on us. But we have to break curses. You have to understand that, you don't want to fall under the curse of pride and self-centeredness either. If you hear what I'm saying to you. Because that is a dangerous place to be, all right? So we need, we're in this conflict, and we need to recognize we're in this conflict, and pride is such a hindrance because, you know, it was and is the nature of Satan. I mean, you know, pride goes before fall. Pride come up in Satan before he fell from heaven, right? It fell from his position that he had. Before God, well, pride was found within him. And So what's the problem of man? The pride of man is a major problem with mankind, with humankind. And it's the nature of the devil. And we fell into it when Adam and Eve ate the fruit. But God has taken us into the new creation nature of love. We're going to have to learn to embrace our new nature, the new creation in Christ. We're going to have to learn to embrace that, folks. We're going to have to learn to walk in that, folks. And that's what I'm talking about. So we can be fruitful. We're going to have to learn to embrace that new nature and depart from the old, even dying daily to the old if necessary, if it still attempts to cling to you. And if it does to so as it, and it does to really so many of us, it does that. So it's a die daily, like Paul said, I die daily. The daily warfare, it is not a weekly warfare. It's a daily warfare. That's why we need our daily bread, the bread of the word and the children's bread, deliverance and spiritual warfare. See, there are things we're going to have to learn, though. If we're going to be the fruitful person that God wants us to be, there are things we must learn and embrace if we're going to prevail in the last days. And we're in the last days, so don't you want to prevail? I do. I'm going to prevail. By the grace of God, I'm going to do it. And you too. You too. So let's look at another here and see how it's going to help us prevail and be fruitful in these latter days that we're now living in. So there are things each of us should be and could be accomplishing in this life. But because of the hindrances here, many of us will not, because we have no purpose of heart. And that's what I want to talk about lastly here tonight, is we share on the purpose of heart. Acts 11:23. Let's go over there. Acts 11:23. And we'll see it used here in the book of Acts, this purpose of heart. It says here, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Okay? They would continue with the Lord, in other words, with a purpose of heart. And so much of God is missed today by Christians because they have no purpose of heart. Barnabas told them and exhorted them and encouraged them that they, with a purpose of heart, they should continue with God. And I say this with all the diversions and the traps of the enemy set out today, that we're not going to continue strong with God until and unless we develop a strong purpose of heart. Purpose here means to set forth. It's prothesis in the Greek, and it means to set forth a spiritual purpose. Have you set forth a spiritual purpose in your life? Have you set that forth? Would come out of your spirit, out of your heart of hearts, set forth the spiritual purpose, okay? To set forth your spirit that it will continue with God. Your heart will continue. The heart is a connection between the soul and the spirit. It will continue with God. It will tell the soul what it's got to do. See? And the soul is the mind, will, and emotion. See? And see, to do this separates you from so many believers, for they have not set forth their spirit as a flint, as a rock. I mean, see, you will only accomplish what you purpose in your heart to accomplish, what you purpose in your spirit to accomplish. Say you want to play an instrument. Well, you're going to have to set forth to do so, or you will never do it, right? You got to set yourself, as a flint. You got to set yourself as determined that you're going to do it, or you won't do it, because it takes a lot of patience to learn instruments for most people. So let's go to Isaiah 15 here. Isaiah chapter 15. Hallelujah. I'm looking that up here for you. Isaiah 15:26-27 is where I'm going to read here for you. Oh, let's see, 15:26-27. No, that is not right. There is no 15:26. What am I writing that down for? That is not correct. Okay. It's in Isaiah 14. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? See, no one could stop the Lord when he purposed something. That is an example for you and me. Okay? No one could stop the Lord. When God purposed something, no one could stop him. And it's true today. The only believers, only the believers with a set forth spiritual purpose are the ones whom Satan cannot stop them. Right? He's stopping a lot of believers today, and a lot of believers need to begin to set themselves with a purpose of heart. You know, they need to really take a stand and not be moved. Because a lot of people are being stopped today. And so we're the anointed ones who set up a heart with a purpose of our heart in place, of our spirit in place. We are the anointed of God who accomplish God's works in the earth. And we are the determined ones, and the determined ones can't be stopped. Not when God's hand is on that determination, see. And God's hand will be on that holy determination when it's a determination that he's put inside of your spirit in the first place to have it there. See, this one will prosper. This is the one that will prosper. The one who has set themselves like a flint, that they have the strong purpose of heart, will not be moved. Psalms 1:1-3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See? Whatsoever he doeth. When we have purpose of heart, we will prosper, folks. A strong purpose in your heart will bring you through what a lot of folks falter in and give up in and quit in and can't make it through it. When others are quitting, you'll be going on and 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 on. What's the difference between you and them? It's the purpose of heart. How can we have a strong purpose of heart then? If that's what it is. I want it, right? So how can we have a strong purpose of heart that will cause us to continue on with God? Well, the word of God cleansed, the word cleanse in our text, back in our scripture that we read here in Acts 1:23, means to abide with, continue with. Okay? So we're going to continue with him. Right? I'm the vine, you are the branches. We're going to stay connected to him. Remember that scripture as well? We're determined not to be cast off. We have a strong purpose of spirit. We're not going to let ourselves be cast off. Abide. Continue in. Abide in the vine. Prosmeno means cleave also. Means cleaving to a person. Jesus is the one we're cleaving to, indicating persistent loyalty of continuing in a thing, in a relationship. We're in a relationship with Jesus. We have a persistent determination and loyalty of continuing in that relationship. Nothing's going to move us off of that, see? We're determined. We have a purpose of our spirit that we're going to stay in relationship with Jesus the rest of our lives. So, be loyal to Jesus no matter what. No matter what the battle is or the life things in life that we may face, be loyal to Jesus. Okay? If they mock you, if they persecute you, they make fun of you, so what? Develop a strong sense of loyalty to Jesus. This will keep you with a strong purpose of heart. If it isn't trendy, so what? If it isn't the latest fashion, so what? If it doesn't make everybody happy, so what? Still be loyal to Jesus. If it's not popular, stay loyal. Continue in your relationship to him. Let that relationship grow every day, every day. Grow in the Lord. Grow in him. Daily bread, daily relationship, see? So continue and let it grow. The more you know someone and love them, the more you're apt to, you are to be loyal to them, right? If you know them, you love them, you're going to be loyal. Let that relationship intensify and deepen with Jesus, which leads me to the next way to have strong purpose of heart. Stay full of the Holy Spirit. Stay full of the Holy Spirit. Acts 11:24. Listen, that is so important to stay filled up with the Holy Spirit. So important. Look, it says here, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Who are they talking about? They're talking about Barnabas here. He was a good man. Yeah. And what happened? How was he good? What makes a man good? To be full of the Holy Ghost, because man is not good, but God is good, and the more of God is in him, the more good that we are. For it is good, or God, that inhabits us, and we allow that good to be released through us and live through us, and we see a habitation of the good, which is the habitation of God manifesting through our lives. See? Okay? So, full. This word is used because it's impossible for one to have the Holy Ghost and yet not be full of the Holy Ghost. How many know that? For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to him. So what do we see here? We see that there are some people who are not full of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And so using this word, the word was used because it is possible for one to have the Holy Ghost and not be full of him. See? So let's go to Acts 6:3. And we'll see another little example here explaining this to us. So it's possible to have the Holy Spirit and not be filled, to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Okay? So Acts 6:3. It says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continual prayer into the ministry of the word. So, but you told them to look for what? And this saying pleased the whole multitude. In verse 5, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor, Nicanor, I guess, and Timon, and a proselyte of Antioch. So these men were full of the Holy Ghost. They didn't just have some. They were full of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And see, they had to search or seek for those who were full of the Holy Ghost, because not everybody is full of the Holy Ghost. They have the Holy Spirit. They're born again. And not everybody, but certainly many people are born again today. But they had to search for those who were full of the Holy Ghost. They were on fire, okay? It's true today, too. You have to search for those who are full of the Holy Ghost, because so many people, so many believers are not full today. They've drained out. They've leaked out. They've let themselves go stagnant. They've let themselves go weak in the power of God and walking in that. So stay full of the Holy Ghost, okay? And to stay full of the Holy Spirit, it's necessary to know the Holy Spirit. Who is he? Do you know him today? Are you aware of him in your life? Is he strong in you? Or is his presence weak in you? What's going on in you right now? One other thing goes with being full of the Holy Ghost, and it is also needed to have a strong purpose of heart. What is that? Stay full of faith. Stay full of faith. We see that in Acts 6:5. It said here, and the same pleased the people, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. He is full of faith and the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Don't have weak faith. He was full of faith. Faith is what keeps us strong in our purpose, folks, and in our abiding in Jesus. We have to hold fast in our faith, in our belief, in our walk, that we walk by faith, not by sight, not by feelings. And our faith is a strong faith. There's strong faith. There's weak faith. And there's a place where people don't walk in faith at all. And when the going gets tough, believe. When it's easy, believe. And in between the two, believe, and keep believing all the way to the end, folks, to the end of the, till Jesus comes. Keep believing. And we're going to have to believe God even when it looks like God isn't around or anywhere to believe in. But he is there because he said he'd be there. So even if it doesn't look like he's there, he is there, folks. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you got to believe that, my friend. You got to believe that he's there. And people who have a strong purpose of heart, they believe God. They know he can't lie. They know he is faithful. They know life is full of seasons, and the season you're in now will not always be the season that you're in. How many know that? The season you're in right now may not be the season you're always in. It won't be, in fact. There are different seasons in life. God has different seasons in life, that we live in these different seasons. And seasons change, okay, because there is going to be change in God. So people who have strong purpose of heart believe. They believe God. They know that he can't lie. They know he is faithful. They know. They know, they know, they know, they know. And so, lastly, faith brings with it power. You know, we must have power to walk in a strong purpose of heart. We're going to have power. We're going to have to learn to walk in the power of God. And there are people who are walking in the power of God today, and there are going to be those who don't. But I'm going to be among those who walk in the power of God. How about you? It says in verse 8 of Acts 6 here, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He is walking full of great power. Not only was he full of the Holy Spirit, he had great power. And when we're full of the Holy Spirit, we're going to have great power. Just learn to recognize that you have great power. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, you have great power, power to cast out devils, power to heal the sick, power to do great signs and wonders. Okay? Stephen was full of power. Without God's power, we are also very helpless. Okay? We're all very helpless. But we have God's power, and God wanted to do great signs and wonders and deliverances and miracles. But we're going to have power to do this. And to have power, you need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled up with him. For he's the power in you to confront the powers of the darkness today. You need power, folks. Satan is openly showing more and more of his power in the society and the world we're living in today. Satan is boasting off and showing off himself. His pride is getting the best of him. It's getting him. And he is manifesting his pride through people more than ever. More than ever, it appears. And he's openly showing more and more of this pride and showing himself. And he oversteps himself so many times, and he gets himself into, you know, he just overdoes it. And he gets himself in a place where he is taken out and taken down, and it doesn't prevail because of his pride. Pride goes before a fall. That's true of Satan too, right? It caused him to stumble, his own pride will. So we're going to have to show God's power, though, today. Satan's trying to show off his power, but we're showing it not out of pride. We're showing out of humility, because we know without him we can do nothing. We know that without Jesus we cannot manifest anything, okay? We just can't do it, folks. We don't have anything without him, and we need to recognize that. But with him, all things are possible to him that believes. And then if you're filled up with Jesus, then all things possible. Anything can happen. So listen, we need to show forth God's power today, full of faith and power. Walk in the gifts of the Spirit. Be bold. Walk full of the Holy Spirit. Confront darkness when it raises its ugly head. Get rid of the pride. And go deeper and closer to Jesus. See, God has called you to things. And truly, some may never see those things come to pass unless you become strong in purpose of heart and cleave to God. Just cleave to him. Are you cleaving to him today, or are you cleaving to your problems? Which one are you going to cleave to? Oh, yeah, people cleave to their problems all the time. People cleave to what's wrong with them. People cleave to what they see going on around them. But you need to cleave to Jesus. You need to cleave to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He will bring you through when nothing else could get you through, see? All that cleaving to the things that humankind cleave to get them through their trouble, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't bring them through, see? You got to cleave to Jesus. You got to cleave to him. You got to lay hold on him and not let go. Okay? Will you today yield to him in this area and other areas that we're talking about here tonight, in worshiping, praising him, and keeping those thanksgiving in your mouth? Okay? And determined to be strong in the purpose of heart today? Will you decide to do that today? Be strong in your purpose of heart And some of you today need simply to renew that purpose of heart. It is waned. You've become sidetracked. It's slipped. You need to stir it up. You need to let it be restirred today. Yeah, you need to get stirred up in God. Yes, God wants to use you. He wants to use you in these last days in deliverance and prayers for people and signs, wonders, miracles. And he wants you to pray for people and you to intercede for people. He has purposes and plans for us. But you need to say, I will be full of the Holy Spirit. I will be full of faith and power. And I will be loyal to Jesus all the days of my life. All the days of my life, I've been loyal to him. I'm not going to be loyal to this world system, the system of darkness. I'm going to be loyal to the Lord. I'm going to be loyal to him. I'm going to put him first above every person, every situation, every circumstance, every problem, every difficulty, everything that has come your way in life. Let Jesus rise up. And remember, when Jesus rises up, let God arise. His enemies are going to be scattered. You let him rise in your life, you'd be surprised what will take place. Oh, yes, the goodness of God, is going to be seen in the land of the living by those who faint not, by keep on believing and trusting in the Lord. You see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word tonight. Be fruitful. Let yourself be fruitful. Live that fruitful life. Live that fruitful life and obtain it from the Lord. Receive it from the Lord. It's there for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, for this word tonight. We thank you for the time that we've had sharing this word, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, it spoke where it needed to be spoken to, in the parts of people where they need to hear it, Lord, and did what it's supposed to do. And I thank you, Lord, for changing our lives. Thank you, Lord, for humility, Father, total dependence on you, that we love you, Lord, with all our heart, and we're going to see the victory. And now we're going to see the victory over some demons in a few minutes as we do some deliverance here. So, Lord, we thank you for this time of deliverance here coming up here right now after this intermission time here. But Lord, we praise you for delivering us from those things that are troublesome. And Lord, we want to put our trust in you tonight fully and completely and know that you're going to take care of us tonight. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, amen, amen. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes and we'll do. And thank you for that comment. Appreciate that. Praise the Lord.
Start to show some rust. All the things I placed my hopes in crumble into the dust. I will keep on fighting and do what I simply must. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Of God, that is what you made me for of myself, I'm surely not. You're my hope, the only one who's good and pure and just. In you I put my trust, in you I put my trust. The countless innocence when you come again. When it seems the enemy's won and my cause is lost. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Yeah. the dirt. You're my light and song, and all your judgments will be heard. You're the rock upon which all my cares and woes I'll thrust. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You've been my salvation from the enemy within. Your grace proved to be greater than my weaknesses and sin. For as long as I live, I will love you at any cost. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You're a shelter, rock, and safety that no enemy can bust. In you I put my trust. 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 Put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. I put my trust.
Yes, Lord, in you we put our trust. All right, we're going to trust you for some deliverance tonight. Yes, we are. We're trusting the Lord for mighty deliverance here for each and every one who wants deliverance tonight. And we did pray for people earlier in the service for healing, for those who asked for prayer. So hopefully you folks will agree with me for them that we prayed for earlier. And now we're going through some deliverance. So we rebuke these spirits right now. We let them know that they're going to come out. We're going to deal with the self-righteous, the self-centered spirits, the pride. Yes, we come against them. We bind and break these curses of pride. We break the power of pride over people's lives. And I know so many people depend on pride, and they feel like they can't make it without pride. But in Jesus' name, we're here to tell you, you don't need that pride. You can make it without pride. You don't have to have it. So in Jesus' name, we command the spirit of pride to come up out of people right now. All that spirit of pride, all that demonic pride, come out right now in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of pride, come out, 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 come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, pride. All the way out. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Cough them out. Take a few coughs. All the way out. All that pride. All that pride. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Come 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 out. Pride. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. All that pride. Loose the people. Let them go. All that pride. Come out. Come out. All that arrogance. Come out. All that self-righteousness. Come out. Come out, arrogance. Come out, self-righteousness. Come out, self-centered spirits. Come out. 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 Come out, self-centered spirits. Come out. Self-importance. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, that stubbornness, you come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, stubbornness, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. You sword them, sword those demons, angels, sword those demons all the way out, all that self-importance, all that self-centered spirit, go, in the name of Jesus, go. And all that self-centeredness, all that self-importance, all that hard to ever admit you're wrong. You can't admit you're never, can't admit it's not me, it's you. That's the demon. Come out of there. Hard to ever admit you're wrong. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Hard to admit you're wrong. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That striving spirit. You got to be right. Come out. All that strife. Come out. Striving spirit. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All that self-importance. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come up out of there. Loose them and let them go all the way out. Up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus, that self-importance, that vanity, living in vanity, vain, all is vanity. Solomon said, come out. All that vanity. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, vanity. All that vanity. We rebuke those spirits of vanity and vainness. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. All that grumbling and murmuring. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. The grumbling and murmuring spirit. Murmuring. Murmuring. Come out. All that murmuring. Come out of there. All the way out. All that murmuring. Go. 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 Go out in Jesus' name. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Come out, you murmuring spirit. That grumbling spirit, that's what Israel did. They grumbled and griped and murmured. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Never satisfied. Come out, never satisfied. Come out of there. Never satisfied. Always want more. Come out, come out, come out. The flesh is never satisfied. Never. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going out, 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 out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there, up and out. Go, 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 go. I bind you. I bind you. Come out of there, up out of there. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out. We come against it. That anger spirit. Come out. Anger. Unforgiveness. Come out. Blame shifting. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. Come out of there. Up and out. Up and out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. We come against those spirits that are in people's bodies, making them sick, causing them very sicknesses in their body. We bind those unclean spirits, in Jesus' name. Whether they be sexual or otherwise, those unclean spirits that are keeping sicknesses in place in people's bodies, you come out, those unclean spirits, come out. Come out all the way out in Jesus' name. I bind you. We break your hold. Come out in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out. You unlink yourself from that sickness. And both of you have to go. Come out, all that unclean spirit. Come out. Untangle, unlink. Come out, all the way out. All those unclean spirits. Come out. Come out. Come on up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. Those unclean spirits. Come out. Come out. Keep your people sick. Come out. All those unclean spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. And we command those spirits of infirmities to go too. Come out, 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 come out. Allergy spirits, come out, come out. That unclean spirit go and those allergy spirits have to go. Come out. We break the link. Come out. All the way out. They're working together. Come out. all the way out. Go, 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 go. Allergies, come out. Asthma, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Deafness or muteness, come out. Talk, come out. Come on, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus. Come out. Hearing loss. Come out of the ears. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Mental capacity loss. Come out. Memory loss. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out. Go. The blood of Jesus against you. We break every curse. We break every hex, every vex, every spell, every jinx, every witchcraft. Come out. Come out. Take a deep breath. Let it go. All the way out. Take a few coughs. Let it go. All the way up out of there. Blow your nose sometimes. That helps get them out too. Sometimes they come out through phlegm or spitting or coughing, sighing, yawning, burping. Just let them go and screaming. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Macular degeneration. Come out. Come out. Come out. Cataracts. Come out. Glaucoma. Come out of the eyes. Unclean spirits out of the eyes. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Bladder, macular degeneration. Glaucoma. Come out. Cataracts. Come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Cancer. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All these infirmities would break your hold over people. Come out in Jesus' name. And the unclean spirit go too. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Be sorted by the angel of the Lord. Sword these demons now. In Jesus' name. Chase and persecute them. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Cancer, go. Come out, cancer. Come out. Break the curse of cancer. Come out, cancer. Come out, cancer. Come out, cancer. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you, cancer. Come out. In the name of Jesus, you have to loose them and let them go. All that cancer, all that diabetes, come out. We'll break the curse of diabetes over you. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Tumors and growth, come out, come out, come out. We break the generational curses. We break the unclean spirit off. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out, 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 out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Up and out, up and out, up and out. In Jesus' name, up and out of there. All the way out, all that diabetes, all those tumors, all those growths, all those cysts, come out, come out, come out. All that diabetes, come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, 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 all the way out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way, all the way. The blood of Jesus against headaches too. Headaches, come out, headaches, come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. All those headaches. All those headaches. Pains in the back. Pain in the back. Come out. Pain in the back. Pain in the neck. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Pain. Those pain spirits. Pain in the neck. Pain in the back. Pain in the lower back. Mid back. Upper back. Come out. All the way out. Out, 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 out. All those pain spirits. All those unclean spirits attached there. Come out of the back. Come out of the spinal column. Come out. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Come all the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Go. Spirits, back pain. Back hurting your back. Come out of the back. Come out. In Jesus' name. Demons, come out of there. Demons, come out of there. Set you up and try to damage you. Come out. I bind that. Come out. Set you up to an accident. Set you up to be hurt. I bind you, devil. Those accident spirits trying to cause people to be hurt. Come out. 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 All the way out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Migraine. Come out. High blood pressure. Come out. all those colon problems, come out of there. Problem with the colon, problem with the bowels, come out. Come out. Problem with the prostate, come out. Come out of there. All those colon problems, come out of the colon. In Jesus' name, demons in the colon, unclean spirits in the colon, come out. Come out all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits in the colon, come out of the colon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These spirits that lodge in there, you have to come out now. Move, move up and out of there, up and out of there, all the way, in Jesus' name. Come out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out now, all the way out. Fibromyalgia, come out, Jesus' name, all the way out. Bowel problems, bowel troubles, come out of the bowels, go, in Jesus' name, come on. All those colon problems, go. In the name of Jesus, the blood is against you. You got to go all the way out, all the way out. Female problems, come out of there all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All those female problems, come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name, go. Keep coming out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Those female problems, you got to go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. All those female problems. Problems with the female areas. Come on. All the way up out of those females. Come on. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Go. Come out. 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 All that circulatory system problem, demons in the circulatory system, come out. Heart trouble, come out. Come out. Circulation problems, come out. We break the curse over your circulatory system, over your heart. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood and come out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Heart trouble, come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Circulatory problem, high blood pressure, come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out, all the way out. All these physical problems and those unclean spirits too, you gotta go. Those unclean spirits that are attached, that are keeping these infirmity spirits in place, you come out of there. Those sexually unclean spirits, you come out. Sexually uncleanness, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all those sexual uncleanness, you come out of there, out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Sexual unclean spirits, go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Sexual unclean spirits, go. Come out. That are holding infirmities in place, you go. Get out of there right now. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You got to go. You know, see, things are intertangled sometimes, intertwined and tangled up, and you got to cut them both. And you got to deal with the sickness, got to deal with the demons. And, of course, the demons are the cause of sickness in the first place. You know, there was no sickness in the earth before the devil came. You know, did it come from God? God wouldn't have created a creation with sickness. It came through sin, through devil, and through mankind, you know, eating the tree and open the door. And sin and sickness came in, and death came, and people die. Yeah, well, they didn't die right away, but they did die. They didn't die, you know. Remember Methuselah, his name meant something about change, right? And so when Methuselah, he was living at the time of Noah and died right before the flood, that was the change. All their lives, bad changes are coming, and that was a bad change. They didn't live long either after the flood, right? And he was Enoch's son. And so after the flood, the change took place, and man, give 120 was the most they lived. For the most part, that was it after the flood, and that's what Methuselah's name, you know, indicated, that was what was coming, and it came with the flood. Anyway, that's a different subject altogether, but keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Sinus problems, come out of the sinuses, go. In the name of Jesus, come out. kidney problem, come out of the kidney, the liver problem, come out of the liver, come out, all the way out, the blood of Jesus against you, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all these infirmities, yes, this is infirmity and pride night, we dealt with the pride, we're dealing with the infirmities and what keeps the infirmities in place, come out, keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 I bind you, I break your hold in Jesus' name. Break your hold in Jesus' name. And you tell the demon to get out of your house, too. The blood of Jesus over your house. These spirits of infirmity lodge in the house. They have to get out of the house. Go in Jesus' name. We cover the home that you're in, the place you're in, with the blood of Jesus to drive out every infirmity spirit, every unclean sexual spirit, too, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, whether you have anything to do with it or not, it may be in your home through previous residents, anointed with oil, drive them out, come out, come out, come out, come out of the house, go, in Jesus' name, get out of this house, we're the place where we're broadcasting from, too, go, 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 get out of there, out of people's places that they're in, come out, 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 in the name of Jesus, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go. Go, go, go. Arthritis, come out, too. Arthritis, pain in the joints, come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus, come out. 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 Keep coming out. Come out, all the way out, all those spirits, you have to move in Jesus' name. We break curses and hexes and vexes and spells over your body. If someone cursed your body to be sick, we break that off of you, command it to go as well. In the name of Jesus, come out of there, all the way out, up and out. Up and out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Go, go, go. Move, 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 move. Keep moving. Keep moving. All the way out. All the way out. If it came in through physical abuse, those unclean spirits that came in through physical abuse or sickness, come out of there. Come out. Physical abuse spirits, come out. Abuse spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We stand against you in Jesus' name. You demons are defeated by the blood of Jesus. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. When we take authority over the enemy, they will not prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke the procrastination spirit that's putting things off. Come out of there. Go. All that procrastination, we rebuke you. You know you need to move in these areas, but you haven't been. You procrastinate. You put them off. You put off. And we rebuke that spirit right now. In Jesus' name. Some of you put off doing what the Lord told you to do. And you're procrastinating even with the Lord. Don't do that. Got to be obedient to the heavenly orders. Yeah, whatever Jesus says, that's what's most important for our lives, not what somebody else says, what Jesus is saying. What has he been saying? Are you procrastinating in that area? We rebuke those procrastinating spirits right now. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Hey, how long halt you between two opinions, like it said in the Bible? If the Lord be God, follow him. If you want to follow the world, follow the world. But, hey, make a choice. If you're going to follow God, hey, why not just go all the way? What are you holding back there? You're worried that he's going to have you do something you don't want to do? He's not going to hurt you. He's going to help you. Amen? God is good. He's a good God. He's not a bad God. There's no bad in God. There's all bad in the devil, though. There's no good in the devil. There's no bad in God. We got to know that. So keep going now. I bind you. We break your hold. You come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Oh, you don't trust God? Mistrust? Distrust? You come out of there. Go all the way out. All that mistrust, distrust. Don't trust God. Don't trust God. God might hurt me. God might do me, make me do something I don't want to do. Come out of there. All that distrust, mistrust. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Some of you may not believe that God's a good God. He's a good God. Good. He's all good. He's not bad. Come out of there. All the way out. All that shy spirit. You come out. You shy? Shy about doing what he told you to do? Come out. All that shyness. Come out. All that shyness, come out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the shy spirit, command it to go in the name of Jesus. Come out, all the way out, go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, I rebuke you, come out. All that shyness, gotta go. Gotta go right now, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, I see that you've been bounced off a lot of times. Well, I'm glad to see you here. Lord bless you. I don't understand that. Other people are not getting bounced off. It must be your area or something. I don't know. Anyway, we've got to end now. We're running out of time here. So we're going to have to go here. Lord, we thank you for this time of deliverance today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the deliverance time. And we did a lot of deliverance tonight and not so much talking like sometimes we do, but Lord, I thank you for this deliverance. And I ask you to seal it to people, help them keep what they got and let them see health in their bodies and healing in their bodies, the result of getting rid of these spirits of infirmities and sickness and spirits as well. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and seal this deliverance to them and help them to keep what they got and walk in it, Father, and have them have a fruitful life, Father, as well, Lord, that there will be fruitfulness and purpose of heart, purpose of spirit, Lord. And they'll walk in that and they'll be see the blessing of God on their lives, and it'll be good, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The OasisCommunityChurch.com is the website. And you can email me, theoasis1@localnet.com. We'll see you back next week. God bless you. We love you.
Undefeatable. I've
Hallelujah.
Okay, folks, we are done for another week, and I appreciate you tuning, being part of the time together. And I do pray for y'all and pray y'all have a blessed weekend and week, and Lord protects you and guide you and prosper you and make you fruitful, and that you could live in the holy boldness of the Lord and the health of the Lord too. Remember 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, and that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit too. Amen. That we'll all stay filled and get more of Jesus daily, that we'll feed on him daily. Isn't that wonderful? All right, well, I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week, and looking to see you all next Friday at 6 o'clock. And so we'll see you then. Well, God bless you. Good night to you, and we're going to sign out now. So we're going to end this episode at this moment. Night-night to you.